Maybe we can also talk briefly about the very local situation in Leipzig. I don't know, did you participate in protests here? There was also things organized in solidarity with the people in Colombia.
Well, I've been present in some of the demonstrations that have been taking place here in Leipzig. The first one, I remember that one was in... Oh, I forget the name of this place. I'm so new to Leipzig. But okay, the last one was in Marktplatz, the last ones. But the first one was in, you know, the S-Bahn station outside the city center.
I know I was there as well, but I also don't remember the name of the place. I guess it's Leuschner, Wilhelm Leuschner Platz or something like that.
So it's really good if people go to this, first of all, because they are getting people to translate also and to explain to the people in German what's going on, why, and to have this little update, you know, like, so I remember that from the first one to the last one, it was a month of protest. So in this last one, they were also doing like this update of what have happened in this long month. So it's a really good way to inform and to support this kind of actions. So I do invite people to go there and to listen. They are also getting a lot of help from people here in Germany, so they can actually get informed in German of what's going on, what's the situation, and also just to have fun, because then we will play music and and talk for a while and dancing. Yes, exactly, because that's the spirit of protest in Colombia, the music, the artistic part being there, the kind of bringing us together through music, through dance. And yeah, so also if you just want to have fun and meet people, why not?
Okay, one thing I have to mention which really hurt it, like my anarchist heart is kind of, okay, there was a lot of national flags with my kind of socialization. It's really hard to understand at some point. And if the national anthem was played in the beginning of the protest, maybe you can explain, like, if there's so much critique against the state and so on, that people feel like that connected to these state symbols and stuff.
Yeah, sure, totally. And also being abroad, I think it makes it stronger, that feeling. You know, like being that connected just with, also through the, I think the music, it's really a thing for us, because all the songs that are played in these gatherings, they're also really, you know, like, really the songs that really get you and touches you. And yeah, the symbols are being right now in this protest really, really important. For example, the flag, what you mentioned before, and putting it upside down, so there's something we want to say with that, or painting it all red, that's something also that we like symbolizing the violence, the, you know, how violent and how the massacres have impacted it in the country, that now all our flag is mainly red and not yellow anymore. So I think this kind of symbols and transforming them and also intervening them and taking them as something else, it's also a way to show what's going on. And it's way more than just a feeling of connecting in this nationality, but also of showing something else through it and expressing something else through them.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you. I mean, if you have to mention something you want to share in the end, please go ahead.
To share now, I'll just like to invite for people to really come to these demonstrations again. So yeah, just through Facebook and through social media, they're always putting these little images to say like, hey, this is the date, save the date and the time. They're happening in Marktplatz. So yes, I'll just say that for people to come and yeah, keep us company for a while. Thank you very much for this time. I hope it was cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed to talk to you.